Kevin Harvey is the Philadelphia 76ers team chaplain. And I know that there's a lot of players who are obviously going to be impacted by this in so many different ways, and they're going to reach out to different people in different ways. And Kevin gets to interact with these guys, and he gets to really talk to them. And there's a trust there, and we can't get into too much of that, but Kevin also does tremendous work with the FCA. Kevin, thank you for joining me on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah, Rob. Listen, wish it was better circumstances we were talking, but yeah, I'm glad to talk.
Well, thank you, man. And listen, here's the thing. We know about tragedies. They happen. They occur. No matter, it doesn't matter if you're an invincible seeming athlete or whoever it is, and it's going to impact people differently. And you're going to get an opportunity, I'm sure, over the next couple days and the next week, and in those the relationships that you have with the players on the 76ers, as you've been doing with them for so many years now as the team chaplain. They're going to present you with, like, Kevin, man, this, we can't make sense of something like this, and why does this have to happen? And what can you say? That what are you going to say to these guys? Whether it's Ben, whether it's Joe, whether it's Tobias, whether whoever it is, that maybe some of our listeners out there also need to hear.
Well, you know, I'm just praying that I can say something to encourage their hearts. I mean, obviously, grieving is the hardest thing we go through as human beings. I mean, we had a situation in my own family in the last month where we lost a niece to a drug overdose. And it's just, it's hard at that particular service. I just shared, as hard as grieving is, as you can look at a person's life, and gain, you know, and maybe I can share this about just, I say what, maybe what I would gain from Kobe's life, but I would say, you know, if we are still here on this earth, I would say it's a reminder that life is short, to live life to the fullest. For me as a chaplain and as a follower of Christ, it would be to live life to the fullest in a godly way. So, you know, we're always sharing that with players. But, you know, I'll say I've had a few interactions with Kobe over the years, just in the locker room after a game. I appreciated his desire for excellence. I think all of us that follow sports, you know, we just are drawn to that, you know, the Tiger Woods, the Tom Brady, LeBron, the Kobe's, whoever's like, you know, the pinnacle of what it means to be excellent. So I did appreciate that about him. I think in the next few days with our team, it's probably a lot more listening and just letting them,
yeah,
You know, unburden their hearts and maybe share memories of their relationship with Kobe. But I think from my vantage point, Rob, in a faith sense, I would say, you know, and again, I didn't know Kobe well at all. I had a couple interactions with him, but I appreciated his drive for excellence, that he would not let obstacles stop him on the court. And I would say I would challenge my guys and our Sixers organization, coaches, athletes, staff, to have a Mamba mentality in their faith life as well. Meaning this, that I think, you know, we all love sports. We get up, you know, we get so caught up in our team and winning and losing, et cetera. But in the big picture of life, you know, how you are living your life is so critically important. And I would love this, you know, what one thing when tragedy happens for me is I kind of look introspectively and say, okay, God, am I doing all I can to be a blessing to people, to share your message, you know, to share your message of love with people? Am I doing everything I can? Because, you know, tomorrow could be my day. I could be leaving the planet.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So it just, for me, it's just a reflective time. It's, again, a challenge. Like, I'll put it in Kobe Bryant terms. Like, do I have a Mamba mentality in how I'm living my life to honor God? So am I giving my all every day to be a blessing to people, you know, again, to share the message of hope with people? And, you know, he did that on the court, clearly. He was one of the best ever. And it's a hard loss. He was such an icon around the world. But I kind of will probably, after just listening to grieving hearts, will, you know, kind of issue an encouragement, a challenge to say, okay, you know, you're still here. How are you going to live your life? Are you going to live it with an all-out abandonment to do the right thing? What changes are you going to make in your life? What needs to get cut out? How are you going to treat people? Are the relationships that you've abandoned that you need to go back out and reach out to somebody and ask for forgiveness? That's it. That's kind of an all-out, you know, faith lifestyle. So, you know, as hard as this is, and this is just so difficult, I always pray, God, somehow, some way, bring good out of this. Draw people to yourself in the midst of this loss and tragedy. And it is hard. My phone's been kind of blowing up the last couple hours.
I can imagine, but, Kevin. I can imagine. Well, you put it so perfectly and beautifully. I want to thank you. And I want to thank you for all the work that you do with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as the South Jersey Area Director. And Remy and I are really excited about just being able to be part of that with you guys and just help in our own small way. And what you do as the 76ers team chaplain, I think, is so valuable and so vital for those men. And sometimes, you know, you reach men in different ways, and it's going to impact them whether you see the fruits of it tomorrow, or if it's next week or next month or 10, 15 years from now. But thank you so much for joining the program, and thanks, Kevin, for everything you do.
All right, Rob.
Take care. Kevin Harvey, the FCA South Jersey Area Director and a 76ers team chaplain for a number of years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.